Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. The next time you're on an airplane, remember to be polite with your flight attendant. You just never know when you'll see them again, who they are, what they will become, and how they will be able to help you. Academy Award-winning actress Meryl Streep said, "Some people are filled by compassion and a desire to do good. And some simply don't think anything's going to make a difference." Our guest today is a man of compassion, one you would want by your bedside if you were suffering. He's also been graced with brilliance, which all the more makes you want to lean in and hear what he has to say. As a sure foundation beneath it all is a Christ-like love and humility. We're in for a rare moment, a rare opportunity today. We here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, we like to pause at the beginning of our program just to remind you that the reason we exist as a show, program, is to lead you to faith in Jesus Christ. If you don't know Christ, if you maybe know about him, but you don't know him personally, you've never opened your heart to receive him as your personal Lord and Savior, well, we want you to remember that Jesus loves you so much that whatever you're facing right now, whatever you're going through, whatever challenge you might be encountering, or you might even feel like your challenge is just handling you, that Christ died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross. He was buried, and he rose again on the third day. And the living Christ stretches his arms out to you, his loving arms, and wants you to respond to him and put your trust in him. Open your heart to him, and he will come in to your heart, and you can have a relationship with Jesus Christ, and he will help you through the challenge you face today. And if you're walking with the Lord, well, it's nothing like getting inspired, isn't it? To be built up by an inspirational testimony, a story of the mighty things that Christ has done in the life of one person. And you know what? Today's guest, as he shares, it will be a message for you in your life as well. Dr. Gerard Akaka is Vice President and Medical Affairs and Chief Medical Officer for the Queen's Medical Center. Dr. Akaka joined the Queen's Medical Center in 2002 as the medical director of the Queen's Emma Clinics. And he's a clinical faculty member in the Department of Medicine at the John A. Burns School of Medicine at the University of Hawaii. In 2006, in addition to his Queen Emma Clinics duties, Dr. Akaka was appointed as the medical director of the Native Hawaiian Health Program of the Queen's Health Systems. Prior to coming to Queens, he served as the medical director of the Waianae Coast Comprehensive Health Center. And he is also a proud graduate of the Kamehameha Schools. He earned a Bachelor of Science degree in speech from the University of Hawaii, and is MD at John A. Burns School of Medicine. He completed his intern and residency programs there at John A. Byrne School of Medicine. He was named Queen's Outstanding Physician of the Year in 2004. Dr. Akaka is married to Belinda. They have three children, Keila, Joshua, and Rachel. And they have three granddaughters. Dr. Akaka, welcome to our show.
Aloha. Thank you, Danny.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up here in Honolulu, right downtown and up in Nu'uanu.
What was it like for you growing up in Nu'uanu?
It was a wonderful time. It was back in the 60s, actually. We could ride our bikes anywhere. The times with my family, my aunts and uncles, my cousins playing, getting close, it was a very nice time.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
You know, it would be my parents first. My father, who was a very humble man, who always working, and my mother, who was also working. This strong Chinese background for her, and my father, Chinese Hawaiian, pulled to the Hawaiian side. My grandfather, who I called Tutupa on the Hawaiian side, was the family patriarch. So he drove a lot of the values for church, for godliness and loving the Lord, as well as the other values for working hard, education and such. And then, of course, I grew close to all of my cousins on my father's and mother's side.
Still close?
Yes, don't see them enough. But when we do, you know, it just wells up good memories and connections for me. And I thank them.
So, you are the son of Senator Daniel Akaka. Doctor, what was it like being the son of a U.S. senator?
Well, you know, I'll start early. Growing up, he was always working. My memories of him were as a school teacher, and during that time, he was working on his master's degree, and he was also working night jobs, and he was also the choir leader at the Kwaiha'u Church. So, you know, every night he wasn't home. Sometimes we'd join him, and most times we didn't. My mother held down the fort, and growing up, we were actually living with my great-grandmother, Popo, who was from China, who helped to take care of us as well. But Dad has not changed much. Humble, soft-spoken, yet working hard and such. In the later years, as I've spoken with him, from a position as for me as a leader myself, what I learned is that he under that humble appearance, he was very ambitious, very driven with great perseverance. He knew what he wanted to do, and set a plan for his career from teacher to principal to leader of the DOE, but then his course took a different path as well.
That's interesting when you talk about, well, especially in the latter years of your father, it's a different perspective. I mean, people can have ambition, and they could talk about it, or maybe not talk about it. They could strive for it. But to look at the full scope of his career, and then you mentioned perseverance, and then the courage to early on know what you want to do. It takes a lot of guts to know what you want and to have that ambition. When you talk about perseverance, what lessons of perseverance did you learn from your father?
Well, first of all, trailblazer for me. If he did it, if he could do it, then I certainly can myself. Also interesting is he had a varied experience from the time he was young, going into the war, World War II, coming out, and he became a diesel mechanic and a welder, helping to build the harbor. When he got out, he thinks he had some PTSD. He just couldn't settle. He learned, self-taught, to be a navigator, and he went on a missionary schooner in the Pacific. And with that, and then going to college after, he worked those PTSD things out. But think of the variety of things going to vocational skilled and going up an ambitious ladder into the academics and then to a career of service later. I don't think he really planned the political part, though he was approached by Governor Burns.
A lesson of learning, you talk perseverance and the variety, but it seems to me like, you know, kind of like as we were talking, even off the air about learning, a desire and a hunger for learning.
Yes.
And you seem to ooze with that yearning. But then I guess when you ooze with a hunger for learning, you become a sponge for a lot of great content. And I want to come back. We're going to take a quick break right now, Doctor. But when we come back, where does this hunger for learning come from? And even more so, you mentioned about a Christian upbringing of sorts growing up, maybe more than of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
But how did you, you know, come to a relationship with Christ personally where Dr. Gerard Akaka came to know the Lord? I want to hear about that. What did Christ do, or how has he made a difference in your life? We'll take a quick break. But I feel like we're just scratching the surface. It's like the well is deep, and we're just putting our toes inside the water. There's little trickles of splashes, but we got to get deeper. You know, when we get deeper, the water gets colder and, shall we say, maybe even more refreshing. You need a refreshment today? Well, you're listening to the right program here with Dr. Gerard Akaka. Stay with us and be refreshed.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says Danny Yamashiro has has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Okay, you become a bodybuilder and you get into competition. I mean, you know the rigor of having to compete, so you got to train. And when you train, of course, you got to watch your diet. I mean, and you become conscientious, shall we say, of the way you come across. And with all that said, how does that carry on years later in the athletic personal disciplines that you have in your life, especially when you become the vice president of medical affairs and the chief medical officer of the Queen's Health Systems? Well, that's the story of our featured guest today. His name is Dr. Gerard Akaka. And if you're tuning in right now to hear him talk about his father, Senator Daniel Akaka, and the lessons that he learned and the example that Senator Akaka set for him as a boy, as a son, and also the influence of his mother. Well, you want to get the show in its entirety, and you can certainly do that. It's available as a free podcast at thegoodlifehawaii.com. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. We've got that and other resources that we have to offer you. Doctor, before our break, we're talking about your Christian background. But take us to a place where you came to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. How did that happen?
Good question. I grew up in a God-fearing family and a church-going family at the Kuaiha'o Church. And in fact, my uncle was the pastor, Reverend Abraham Akaka. And growing up there, it was a traditional Hawaiian Protestant church, you know, with a good solid foundation. But actually, it wasn't until shortly after I graduated from high school that I actually received the Lord. Because, you know, during those latter years, although I would say that I was good, you know, I didn't do drugs and alcohol and the violent things. Basically, it was a good life. I was a good person by all of those standards. But there still was something that was not, didn't close the loop. And when it was, when another friend at church named Leonard Mahoy, who was with the Campus Crusade for Christ back then, and again, this was back in the early 70s, shared with me that, if you remember that, how to be filled with the Holy Spirit track. Mm-hmm. And when he went through the points, it made sense, and I recognized that that was the thing to do. Basically, look to the Lord, to recognize that I'm a sinner, to ask for forgiveness for my sins, and to ask Jesus to come into my life and my heart as my Lord and Savior, and then to thank Him. All of those four spiritual law things I did there on one of the benches outside of Likeke Hall at Kuaiha'o Church. And that one really closed the loop in, you know, knowing that I had a relationship with Jesus Christ. I had salvation and such. Before that, you know, like we all hear the example, being in a garage doesn't make us a car. Mm-hmm. And clearly, as many may know, growing up in a church does not bring us to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. we need to ask him to come into our lives.
What difference has Christ made in your life?
Huge. Whether one is speak of meaning and purpose, whether it's assurance that I have a place with him in heaven, whether it's knowing that he has a plan for my life and a track, and if I stay within the stream of his will, I'll achieve hopefully the fullness of the plan that he has for me. And I think I have a few more years left of life, so I think that I've reached the epitome of my career, but God has more, and I'm sure, like, after I retire, if I retire, he'll have more. It's somewhat spooky and exciting at the same time.
When we talk about purpose, you mentioned purpose, God's purpose for your life, our lives. Part of that has to do with almost like an imparted, an inbred passion. That's one of the signs of the purpose or a calling even. What would you say you are most passionate about in this season of your life?
I have a short list. There's family. Now that I have my children getting to be independent adults, grandchildren, a time in my life where family is especially wonderful. And then there's work, which I consider to be serving. I'm passionate about helping and serving others. I would say that my thing is not coming up with a brilliant plan and impressing everybody with my intelligence and intellect as much as it is digging in there and seeing where I can make things happen, where I can help others get to what they need to do, and how to make the place that I work, the Queen's Medical Center, excellent and the best that it can be, but yet being pono, that Hawaiian term, but balanced and righteousness, not, said another way, it's not arrogant, but humbly being excellent and the leader to the best of our abilities. The other things I'm passionate about, I still work out. I cannot not work out after, let's see if it's 70, is it going on 40 years of doing that? Among other things, besides just being in the gym, the appearance is important to me. It's part of me already. If I do not work out, it throws me off balance. Other things I'm passionate about are music. I've played in worship since the 70s as well. I just love it. I think about it. It's almost, what do I think about? Is it work, music, family, so many things.
That was a neat thing, years ago. Now that we say years ago, that's kind of a relative term. So it's, but when I saw, I think I might have been a guest speaker at Grace Bible Church. And I looked up and you were playing you're playing what, the bass?
Bass, yeah.
The bass, right? And then I find out, wow, that's Dr. Gerard Akaka. I was like, wow. And you're there worshiping, and that really just warmed my heart to see you, Doctor, doing that and worshiping the Lord and helping to lead in worship.
Well, may I add, though, besides just loving music, it's an artistic side to the career that I have. But, it makes me think of the parable of the talents. If there are 5 talents, 2 talents, and 1 talent, I consider myself a 2-talent guy. And right or wrong, I feel that I have to do it because, God has blessed me. He will. If I don't serve with the talent and ability that God gave me on the church side and worship, then I don't know what will be taken away. Hmm. You know, and, you know, my life has been so blessed. You know, that is part of the drive. I need to serve on the worship side as well, even with the busyness. On the other hand, it is a good balance for me as well.
Well, passionate about these very key areas of life. You're a physician. Doctor, when did you know you wanted to become a physician?
Interesting. I'm not one who had the lifelong dream from when I was a little boy, but it would have been even after I graduated from college. Because, you know, I think putting the drive and desire to help others and to serve, was there. And then there was a Calabash uncle of mine, Dr. Richard or Dr. Kikuni Blaisdell, mm-hmm. who was close to my parents, in fact, my father's classmate from Kamehameha. But he's the first one who said, why don't you? You can do it. You know,
you can
I can help you. Yeah. Hmm. I mean, really, it's a you can do it. And then there was another family friend, Dr. Walter Ching, who was a pediatric dentist, who said, you know, why don't you go into dentistry? You can do it. And, you know, with those two, you know, it put a thought in my brain that I could do it, because for medicine, you know, of course, everybody wants, you know, thinks, oh, I want to be a doctor or lawyer or something like that. But the amount of knowledge was such a large mountain, I thought I could never do it, never, ever. But with these two who, if they thought enough of me to say that I could do it, then maybe I could. And that started I tucked it away until the time came up and I started my journey towards medical school.
I want to go there when we come back from our break, because you talk about the mountain of knowledge, the daunting task, so daunting that it really didn't occur to you until your uncles said you can do it. They basically spoke words of faith, believing, even before, sometimes words of faith, people believe in us what we don't even think of or can barely believe ourselves, maybe not even believe ourselves. And then faith grows. And the Lord uses people to do that, as he did you. We're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, you'll hear Dr. Gerard Akaka share about how he conquered the mountain of knowledge, to be a medical doctor. It's not solely about economic benefit. I mean, there's a lot of sweat and tears and pain and sacrifice that go into it, that the physicians themselves, they know, they and their families know what it's all about. Well, we'll get a glimpse of it. It'll be beneficial to us when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry?
someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com, Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Poly Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life, becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says, Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Climbing mountains. I love climbing mountains. I love hiking, mountain climbing. I've had experiences, and you might too. Walking on trails, you know, there's things that you can learn, and there's things that you don't even know you're learning, but there's things that are going on inside of you as you walk along a trail. And if you're sensitive to the things that the Holy Spirit might say to you, He might drop an idea, a thought that just might change your life in times like that. But speaking of mountains, mountains that need to be climbed, how about the mountain of knowledge? Have you ever had that challenge that you had to learn so much in a compressed period of time? Well, our guest today knows all about it. But then mountains themselves, we all face mountains in life. It could be a mountain of health trials, or a mountain of financial difficulties. It might even be a mountain of messages that you've heard growing up in life that just seem to have caused you, or maybe you've embraced it so much you've cause yourself to sabotage. Well, on and on we can go, but I want to turn it back to our featured guest, Dr. Gerard Akaka. We've been speaking heart to heart about life issues, life matters, and you're tuning into the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, and I'm very grateful that you're with us. And to find out more about this program and to get other resources, visit thegoodlifehawaii.com. Doctor, we're talking about mountains, the mountain of medical school, from someone that never occurred to you about being a medical doctor. But Dr. Blaisdell, Dr. Ching, they encourage you, your uncles. How did you take that step forward in the process?
You know, I was young at that time, and I tucked it away. I still thought I couldn't do it, too much, and I would never be able to surmount that mountain. However, after graduating from college, I went to HCC for vocational training, which is what I wanted to pursue. But then my journey went to Aloha Airlines as a flight attendant. And the thing is that after about 3 years, as I was sitting in the back seat during a flight, I was at that time trying to buy a piece of land, thinking about the future. And I realized that I would have difficulty paying for that. And that's when the light went on in the back seat of an airplane that, gee, maybe I need to do more. And so what I did from that point is that I determined at that time to go through either two things. One was a fighter pilot slot for the Hawaii Air National Guard, and the other one was medical school in what is called the Imi Ho'ola program for minorities at that time. And so I started to take the science core classes again because, of course, when I was working on my bachelor's degree, I did not really have a passion for anything. I did not know what I wanted to do. Of course, my GPA was terrible. My grade point average, something like under 2.5, if I remember correctly.
Let me just say, doctor, right now, you've encouraged a huge majority of people just by saying that.
And when I did have some purpose or drive or a goal, I took the science core classes and I did okay, hitting a few A's and is certainly well enough to at least sit for the MCAT, the entrance exam for medical school. But I also actually put my sights on the Imi Ho'ola program. At that time, it was a good chance for me to get into medical school. And indeed, it was a very difficult, challenging year. I mean, demanding. But thank God I got through that. And I did get into the medical school.
I don't know how many parents right now are just climbing the walls, figuratively speaking, with their children, because they know the importance of education. They know,
yes,
what it can do for the future and their future and their family's future. But the child is not motivated because they don't have a vision. They don't have a purpose. So school is just school. A subject matter is just, like you said, science was science. But then when you had your focus and a direction, it took on a whole different form. I would imagine you have a message to young people, even. What would you say to them? If you were standing in front of a group of young students, what message would you have for them?
You know, and this is a thing I love. I mean, whether they want me to talk to them or not, you know, as an uncle, I come in and say, what do you want to do? What do you love to do? First of all, I say, identify your passion. Because, I mean, you know, you could go for medical school and it's not your passion. You're going to hate it. It's not going to be good for you, not going to be good for your family or your patients. But find your passion. Some like the arts, others like business or so. But that's when things will really be in sync and you'll really fly. The second thing is shoot high. You know, for me, I shot low because, you know, whether conservative, humble, or just, I don't think it was lazy, but just that I didn't have that ambition and was not challenged. But I think all of these young people have huge potential. So shoot high. So first is find your passion. Second is shoot high. And then the third is work hard. You know, discipline yourself. You know, sacrifice the other pleasurable things so you can work on these things. Because the fourth thing, so that you can help and serve others. Because it's not about being the best, making the most money, being the smartest person. Because, you know what, for the ones I've seen like that, many of them are not happy. I see others who have not achieved as much, but they're happy. And when you get to a certain point of life, you kind of wander. And you know, you want to be in a place where you can serve because now you're helping others. It takes your eyes and focus off of yourself and all the things that, you know, I mean, always going to have people better than you, right? And so never be satisfied. But if you can help and serve others, it takes all of that that kind of, I consider suboptimal ambition out of it because you're helping others. If you're not the best, that's okay. You're the best that you can be. We should all be the best that we can be. And then we help others.
That really helps put things in perspective, put life in perspective. Actually, not just only for young people, but for all of us. You know, these points that you have made. Doctor, difficulties. I mean, we experience difficult times in life. There isn't one of us that just go through life unscathed. I mean, we just go through it with almost like Teflon. To be honest, we all go through difficult times. And someone today, as they're listening, they might, you know, be hitting a moment of true grit, or actually to see if the true grit exists in them. And I think we can help them along. You talk about helping people. When we come back from our break, let's talk about how the Lord has helped Dr. Gerard Akaka through some challenging times. I mean, you've kind of led us up to this point by your example of how you've become a medical doctor. And now look at you've risen. You talk about the epitome, I mean, a real apex in your position and the platform of service. It takes a certain kind of skill, ability to do that, to be in that place of service. But when we come back, talk to us about the difficulty. It could be a moment, a time that you experienced. And then even, you know, along the trail of life, as we climb the mountains that we face, with the help of the Lord, He gives us certain favorite scriptures that kind of become like life verses to us. I wonder what the life verse is for Dr. Gerard Akaka and why. When we come back, Doc, share some of those things with us. It's already enriching. Enrich us some more by the grace of God, will you? We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
On a dark, howling winter night, 18-year-old Danny Yamashiro fell headfirst 400 feet from historic Pali Ridge. Massive head injuries, crushed organs, and a shattered ankle changed his life. Becoming a radio host, pastor, author, and worldwide evangelist. In his book, Paradise Calls, Danny recounts his personal journey and how God turned debilitating depression, isolation, and failure into a calling that reaches hundreds of thousands.
New York Times bestselling author Stephen Mansfield writes, Danny Yamashiro's story reveals the power of this call so vibrantly that we are all infused with passion to take hold of our eternal purpose.
Get this riveting story as a free ebook today at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Johnny Erickson Tata says Danny Yamashiro has turned every challenge into a cherished opportunity to point people to Jesus.
Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and download Paradise Calls free today. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Not only was he a flight attendant and a bodybuilder, but Dr. Gerard Akaka actually was a member of the crew of the Hokulea, along with Nainoa Thompson and the other legendary crew members of that great voyaging vessel here in Hawaii. And, you know, talking about voyaging and navigating and looking up and actually finding from the stars, being able to get from one place to the next safely, you cannot go through life without sometimes getting off course, off track. Many reasons why we all go through it, but they're just difficult moments. You know, here at the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, we're interested in authentic relationship with God and authentic, genuine relatability with people. Nothing more, nothing less, just as simple as that is. In fact, it's, sometimes it's very raw. So, hey, we encounter difficulties. What's new, right, you say? Well, what do we do when we encounter them? The way we encounter our difficulties can actually accelerate our growth and elevate us to new levels. God will use that. It could also demoralize, depress, and destroy us. Depends how we respond. Our guest today, Dr. Gerard Akaka, is here to talk heart to heart with us about even these aspects of life. So I'm glad you're with us to get this show in its entirety and even to find out what it means to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. You can find that out at thegoodlifehawaii.com. I want to welcome those who are listening from hearing us streaming live over the internet and also those who are listening by podcast, whether you're coming from a different state in the United States or even a different country. Welcome. I'm glad you're with us and you're part of us. And remember, you can Facebook me or connect with me via Twitter or even by email, danny@thegoodlifehawaii.com. Dr. Akaka. Difficulties. How has the Lord helped you through difficult times?
Okay, so as we were discussing, it's the difficulty for me, it's inadequacy, feelings of inadequacy. If you can imagine it, every aspect of my life in medicine, you get a group of doctors together, I mean, huge intellect, brain power there. There's no way I can compete with that. And you know, just being able to get it as quickly or as well as them and keeping up, you know, inadequate. No way I can do it. So that's a struggle. You know, in my younger years, I wanted to be a good musician. Never as good. And there are always others who are better, much better. And taking it to bodybuilding, or working out, there are always bigger, stronger guys around and friends. So it's all never quite where I want to be and never the best. But with that, you know, I've achieved the best that I could, but there's the inadequacy. And as we discussed, it's that dynamic tension with being at peace for me. Am I satisfied with where I am or am I inadequate? So there are times when the sense of inadequacy goes very deep, depending on the situation. And that's when I just have to cry out to God. You know, I just have to get to God again because He's my refuge and my safe place in times like that. And, you know, I don't know if my words or my tone is conveying the depth of the despair and sense of not quite hopelessness, but, you know, just, oh, I'm not good enough. I shouldn't be here. I shouldn't be doing this. Why am I even here? But then, you know, I go to God, and I know that He has a plan for my life, and that he can pull me out of it. And also, I have to make sure that I'm not pulling myself down too much myself, you know, inordinately so in my self-pity, you know, the pity party, you know, me.
Right.
But when I get with God, it's really about taking time to abide and listen and see if he speaks to me in his still, small, quiet voice through scripture and often enough through my wife. Not always easy, but, you know, there's so much wisdom there. And usually, or should I say always, she's correct.
Thank God for our wives.
Yes.
Their perception and their ability to see straight to the core of what's actually going on. Marvelous ability to understand. And yeah, God speaks through them.
Yes.
In all this inadequacy, when you talk about it, and by the way, it certainly brings a, like an ointment, a medical, you're a doctor, an ointment, a balm of healing and comfort, because we all feel it. You know, somebody might think, okay, I've reached this pinnacle, but then there's an inadequacy at that pinnacle, and then you go elsewhere. Same thing. As long as you're growing and learning, how has the Lord spoken to you specifically on this trail of life with a scripture? What scripture has helped you through these times?
I look to Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In every way, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. I mean, I tell you, it's not about me after a while. I don't know what's going to happen then, you know, coming around the corner. But God knows. What I need to do is get him on the throne of my life. I get off. And I, you know, get back to reading the word, to prayer, you know, the basics, the foundational things of a quiet time. And just abide in him and be patient. And, you know, I continue to walk forward. And but, you know, I'm listening and I make myself available. If changes come up, I go with that flow, trusting that it's the Lord's hand moving in my life.
Somebody today, they're climbing the mountain. They look up and they go, oh, man. Talk about inadequacy. They're in the pit of despair. Sometimes, doctor, don't you ever feel like we feel so inadequate that we don't even want to try to step forward? That might be the case with somebody today.
Oh, definitely.
What would you say to someone going through a difficult time right now?
First of all, I want to encourage everyone. God has a plan for your life. And what we all need to do, and starting with me, is put God on the throne of our lives, and we take ourselves off. And as I mentioned, you know, for those who know the Lord, establish a quiet time and get back to the basics. For those who do not know the Lord yet, you know, I just want to encourage you, life starts, and meaningful life starts when you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart, and then it puts your life on course. Your journey is correct, God's journey for your life, and that's when you're going to get the fulfillment and peace and the good things, not easily and not without difficulty, but it's certainly the right way.
Years ago, you're at church, and a friend outside of church led you to the Lord Jesus Christ. Doctor, someone today may be saying, hey, you know, I'm ready for that. I want to accept Christ. Could you lead in a prayer for that person who wants to accept Christ right now?
Yes. Can I?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's go. you know, just, you know, if just settle down and repeat this prayer with me. And it would go like this. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for caring for me and loving me. Jesus, thank you for dying for my sins. I know I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sins and come into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Thank you so much for saving me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. You know, there's nothing like a moment like that. It's a sacred moment, really, a moment of decision. As the Holy Spirit has spoken to your heart, the significance of that, as you open your heart to Christ, your sins forgiven, all your wrongs made right because of what Christ did on the cross for you. And now this opens up your opportunity to fulfill the purpose that God has for you. You know, that's like the chains are gone, the shackles are off, the weight is off. Now you can begin anew. And Dr. Akaka led you in a prayer. It's really a prayer that speaks about the intent and the desire of your heart. And now new life begins. In the middle even of a challenge, a new life begins. If you said that prayer, contact me, Danny@thegoodlifehawaii.com. I'd love to hear from you. And again, we have resources on our website for you to go to, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Dr. Akaka, you have been a blessing beyond beyond words. And I thank you for taking the time out of your ever so busy schedule to come and share heart to heart like the way you have.
Thank you, Danny. This is a blessing and honor for me.
I hope you've been encouraged by the story of Dr. Gerard Akaka today. And you know what? There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus, as Dr. Akaka has led. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.com and click the Get to Know Jesus tab. We've got some important information there. And to help us with financial support, make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click the Partners tab. Proverbs 19:17 says, "He who is gracious to a poor man lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his good deed." It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to our guest today, Dr. Gerard Akaka. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.